Allah, Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله All praises is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything. Abundance of peace, blessings and choicest salutations be upon the cause and cream of creation, the prophet of rahmah, the intercessor of the ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May our souls be sacrificed at his feet. May peace and blessings be upon his illustrious and beautiful family and companions, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, as well as the saints of this ummah. Thumma alhamdulillah. Madani Channel once again presents to you this beautiful program called The Early Echo. We would like to welcome the viewers of Madani Channel and the social media to this program worldwide from wherever you are watching us from. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. May Allah Azza wa Jal shower His mercy and His blessings upon you and your family. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala accept your lawful wishes. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grant easiness for you. May He Azza wa Jal, through the sadaqah and wasila of His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make all your tasks easy for you, and may you accomplish whatever you wish, which is permissible, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it possible that our turn also comes and we also present ourselves in the beautiful cities, Haramain Sharifain. Subhanallah, it is not impossible, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. I will discuss this as we go along in the program, because this is the topic of discussion for today, the blessings of Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara. It will definitely increase the jazbat, the enthusiasm in your hearts. If that will be increased, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, definitely you will also make dua over and again for you to be presented in that beautiful city of Makkatul Mukarrama, Madinatul Munawwara. So therefore, dua bhi karein, koshish bhi karte rahein. Allah Azza wa Jal qubool farmaye. Chale, Naat-e Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunenge. Usse qabl, as per routine, we listen to the virtues of reciting Durood-e Paak. So this beautiful hadith has been mentioned that the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, on the day of judgment, there will be no shade than the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And three people will be under the shade of the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who are those three special individuals or people that would be gaining the shade under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yet, besides that, there is no other shade on the Day of Judgment. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the one who removes trouble away from my ummah. Number two, the one who revives my sunnah. Number three is that person who abundantly recites durood and salat upon me. Subhanallah. Removing difficulty and making things easy for others is also from amongst the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Reviving the sunnah means that a person follows the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He promotes the sunnahs of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, especially those sunnahs which are actually dying off in our communities. People have forgotten that these are the sunnahs of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, such as the miswak. We hardly find people using miswak these days. Subhanallah. Likewise, Imam Sharif is a great sunnah of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So revive these sunnahs, and there are lots of reward for it. And the third person who will take shade under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited lots of durood and sending salat and salams upon Rasooli Akram, Noor-e Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this very world. Huzoor, aisa karam ho jaye, mera wazifa durood o salam ho jaye. Kaabe ke badrud duja, tum pe karoron durood. Taiba ke shamsud duha, tum pe karoron durood. Patli patli gule, Quds ki pattiya, un labo ki nazakat pe lakho salam. Dur rehkar na dam toot jaye kahin, kaash taiba mein ae, mere maahe mubi dafn hone ko mil jaye. Do gaz zameen, tum pe har dam karoron durood aur salam. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya nabiyallah. To naati rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunne ki saadat hasil karte hain, and day after we will continue with our program. Please kindly stay locked only to Madani channel. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Aqa, 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 aqa.
Woh kaun hai jinke dar par mangne wala nahi sunta? Woh kaun hai jinki rehmat ka darya khud pyaason ko talash karta hai? Woh kaun hai jinke ishare se लाखों की शफाअत हो जाएगी? वो कौन है जो महशर के दिन अपने गुलामों को अपने हाथों से जामे कौसर अता फरमाएंगे? यकीनन वो कोई और नहीं, जूदो करम वाले, सखावत वाले, रहमत वाले रब के हबीब हमारे आका हैं।
वाह क्या जूदो करम है शहबतहा तेरा, नहीं सुनता ही नहीं मांगने वाला तेरा, वाह क्या जूदो करम है शहबतहा तेरा, जसुस में है दरिया तेरा, आप प्यासों के तजसुस में है दरिया سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب، میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب، یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا، یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا، میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، فرش والے تیری شوکت کا علو کیا جانے، فرش والے تیری شوکت کا علو کیا جانے، خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا، خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا، میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، آسمان خان زمین خان زمانہ خان زمانہ مہمان، صاحب خانہ لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا، صاحب خانہ لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا، میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، حقیقت کتنی ایک میں کیا میرے عصیاں کی حقیقت کتنی، مجھ سے سو لاکھ کو کافی ہے اشارہ تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا، میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، تیرے صدقے مجھے
حمد بہت ہے تیری، جس دن اچھوں کو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا، جس دن اچھوں کو ملے جام چھلکتا شفیع، تیری سرکار میں لاتا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع، جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا، جو میرا
تیرا، میں ہی سنسا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا، سنسا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔ یس، ویلکم بیک ان ٹوڈیز پروگرام ان شاء اللہ عز و جل۔ We shall continue highlighting some points in relation to Makkah Sharif as well as Madinatul Munawwara. It is due to the yearning and that the prolonged yearning in the hearts and minds of the people that they wish and they want, and they are striving hard to make this possible to be there. Allahu Akbar. Kai aise log hain jinse main khud mila hoon jo ye kehte hain ki I have no other arman in my life as far as traveling is concerned, bas I want to see Gumbad-e-Khazra, I just want to see the Holy Kaaba, and that's it. Once I have accomplished this, I've got no other hope for any other thing, subhanallah. So the aim and objective of living is just to only see Makkah Sharif and Madinatul Munawwara, subhanallah. Aise kai log aapko milenge, because the heart is always overflowing in devotion to Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara. Zadaha Allahu sharfan wa ta'zeema. And they are such pious people that they do not care and they are not concerned about their physical condition, about where they are or how they are, what are the circumstances. It is just the hope and the wish to present themselves in the court of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they would do that. Whilst there are many others out there who have lots of wealth and possessions but are unable to visit Haramain Sharifain. Hazrat Allama Maulana Sayyiduna Abu Ishaq Ibrahim Khawwas Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, a very well known and a very great saint in Islam, he has mentioned whilst he was talking to someone, ek martaba aap apne kalam mein yu farmane lage ki for 17 years of his life he had roamed and he has went to various jungles and deserted places. He says he traveled to these wastelands, mountains, jungles simply for the worship only for worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, this was a great experience that in the 17 years, the most astonishing thing that he had ever witnessed, 17 years ka jo experience hai inke paas, kitne kitne mausam dekhe honge, kaise kaise cheeze dekhi hongi. To Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Ishaq Ibrahim Khawwas rahmatullahi ta'ala says, in these 17 years, the most astonishing thing that I had ever seen, and I was blown away, I was taken away, Allahu Akbar. And that is when I had met an handicapped person, jinke haath pair kate hue the, jungle mein paya gaya. As I seen him, Musalman hai to, I made salam to him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. That handicapped person whose hands and legs were amputated, he replied to the salam by saying and mentioning the name of Ibrahim Khawwas rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Ye to hairat zada ho gaye ki aap mujhe kis tarah pehchante hain, how do you know and how did you recognize my name? So that handicapped person replied and said, well, the supreme being who has brought you to me has also given me the recognition of you. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Ishaq Ibrahim Khawwas rahmatullahi ta'ala then said, yes, of course, Allah Azza wa Jal is all powerful and he has given you this information through his infinite mercy and grace that you know my name without even speaking to me. Subhanallah. Nonetheless, Ibrahim Khawwas rahmatullahi ta'ala says, as we just got in a conversation, abhi baat cheet churu hi hui, ki ab maine inse pucha ki aap kahan tashreef le ja rahe hain, where are you going? He says, well, I have come from Bukhara. Main Bukhara se yahan tak pucha hoon, aur yahan se ab main Makkatul Mukarrama ja raha hoon. Hai 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 hai. Allahu Akbar. Ibrahim Khawwas rahmatullahi ta'ala says, this was the most astonishing thing to me, that this handicapped man who cannot even walk properly, he is dragging himself on the floor, on the ground. Is raftar aur is speed se ye banda chal raha hai, kis tarah Makkatul Mukarrama pahunchega? Lekin yahan tak to pahunch gaya. He has reached this place from Bukhara aur aage ka safar Makkah Sharif hai, Madinatul Munawwara hai. How would this person go? Main is soch, is fikr mein pad gaya. And as I was in this thought as to how would this person reach, to ye jo banda baitha hua tha zameen pe, ye kehne laga ki, Hazrat, aapki soch mein pad gaye? In which thoughts have you been lost? Are you thinking as to how would I reach Makkah Sharif? Ibrahim Khawwas rahmatullahi ta'ala farmate ki bas main inhe dekhta raha. I was, my gaze and my eyes were set on him due to the shock that I've got. How would this person drag himself all the way to Makkatul Mukarrama without any other transportation? So that person began to cry. Rone lagi. He began to shed tears and he said, my Rabb is great, my Rabb is the most merciful. Saying this, he made dua for him. Aur baatcheet karne ke baad, aap farmate ki main phir aage ka safar tay karne laga. I continued my journey. It was the same year that I intended to go for Hajj as well. Jab main Makkah Sharif pahuncha, Allahu Akbar, then to perform the rites of Hajj, I went in the Mutaf area to make tawaf of the Holy Kaaba. Jab main Kaabe ke paas gaya, then I had seen that person who I met in the jungle, who told me that he is going for Hajj. I had with my eyes seen that he is at that moment by the Holy Kaaba making tawaf of the Kaabatullah. Subhanallah. When I seen that person, that handicapped person that had already reached the Holy Kaaba performing tawaf by dragging his body, I was taken away. I was blown away. I could not imagine what I was seeing, that this person told me he will be there. And he even reached in that state whilst he dragged himself to Makkatul Mukarrama. Allahu Akbar. From this we learn ki asbab ki hajat nahi hoti hai. A person needs to feel the yearning and the love. He needs to experience this devotion from the heart, from the soul, from the mind, from the body at all times. In all his supplications, he needs to always make dua that, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rahman Rahimin, take me to the beautiful city of Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara. I also want to see the Holy Kaaba. Subhanallah. Therefore, it has been mentioned,
Ya Khuda aise asbab paao, kaash Makke Madine mein jaao. Ya Khuda aise asbab paao, kaash Makke Madine mein jaao. Mujhko arman haj ka bada hai, mujhko arman haj ka bada hai. Ya Khuda tujhse meri dua hai, Ya Khuda tujhse meri dua hai. Ya Khuda aise asbab paao, kaash Makke Madine mein jaao. Bula lo phir mujhe ae shah bahar o bar Madine mein, main phir rota hua aao tere dar par Madine mein. Madine jaane walo jao jao fi amanillah, kabhi to apna bhi lag jayega bistar Madine mein. Ya Khuda aise asbab paao, kaash Makke Madine mein jaao. Mujhko arman haj ka bada hai, Ya Khuda tujhse meri dua hai. Ya Khuda tujhse meri dua hai.
Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah, wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel and the social media, subhanallah. This was a little story mentioned and narrated by Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Ishaq Ibrahim Khawwas rahmatullahi ta'ala alayki, that handicapped person dragged himself all the way from Bukhara right to Makkatul Mukarrama. Aise kai log honge, aise khas log milte hain, those who are the walis and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who do not fear the severe weathers, who do not complain about the scorching heat and the difficulties endured during a travel. Ye wo log hote hain jo holiday karne ke liye jaate hain. When they go Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif, they would be found speaking ill about the food, they will be speaking bad about the weather, they will speak ill and bad about other things, as things are very expensive, this and that, and the difficulties they endured while traveling. Lekin in logo ko sochna chahiye, these people who are found complaining always about the food, about the taste, about this and that, about that, Allahu Akbar, that you have been chosen, you have been selected to go for Hajj or to go for Umrah. Subhanallah. What more better than this? Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala in his one poetry, he composes, he says,
Garmi hai tap hai dard hai kulfat safar ki hai.
Haan, garmi hai, tap hai, dard hai, the hardships during my journey, all these things are there.
گرمی ہے تپ ہے درد ہے کلفت سفر کی ہے، ارے ناشکر یہ تو دیکھ عظیمت کدھر کی ہے، ناشکر یہ تو دیکھ عظیمت کدھر کی ہے، عظیمت کدھر کی ہے، ان کے طفیل حجب خدا نے کرا دیے، ان کے طفیل حجب خدا نے کرا دیے، اصل مراد حاضری اس پاک در کی ہے، اصل مراد حاضری اس پاک در کی ہے، اس پاک در کی ہے، پیغام سبا لائی ہے گلزار نبی سے، آیا ہے بلاوا مجھ سرکار نبی سے، سرکار نبی سے. You know, personally, I have met people who have traveled many countries, لیکن وہاں جا کر کے وہ کرتے کیا ہے، بھول جاتے. یہ وہ ملک ہے. This is that شہر, this is that city. سبحان اللہ, اللہ اکبر. That a person goes once in his lifetime, لیکن وہ بھولتا نہیں ہے. باریک باریک چیزوں کو بھی جانتا ہے, یاد کرتا ہے. Why? Because this is that beautiful city جہاں پہ ارمان پورے ہوتے ہیں. آیا ہے بلاوا مجھے دربار نبی سے. Imagine, those people have been called from the darbar of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. How fortunate they are. Yes, there are many other blessings of Madinatul Munawwara. Aage sunte hain. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Sahih al-Bukhari, volume number 1, had spoken about the virtues and the blessings of Haramain Sharifain. He says, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there is no city except Makkah and Medina, زَادَهَ اللَّهُ شَرْفًا وَتَعْظِيمًا, that the Dajjal will not pass through trampling shortly. Mufti Amjad Ali Azbi rahmatullahi ta'ala in Bahar al-Shariat had explained that the Dajjal before the end time will travel the whole world within 40 days. Allahu Akbar. Yes, the Dajjal will travel the whole world within 40 days, and he would mislead people through his mischief, through his fitna. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith says that Dajjal, when he will travel the whole world, he will travel everywhere except for two cities, Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif, because angels who will be standing in rows will be guarding all the entrances to Madinatul Munawwara and Makkatul Mukarrama. Subhanallah. Therefore, he will set his camp on a marshy land. Thereafter, the city of Medina will be shaken by 3 huge earthquakes. And those people that have fallen for his tricks and for his mischief, those who have believed in him and have performed disbelief, they automatically will be driven out of Madinatul Munawwara, and they will be kept in the camp of Dajjal. But the mischief or the Dajjal himself will be unable to enter Madinatul Munawwara and Makkatul Mukarrama. Angels are protecting and they will be guarding all the entrances to Madinatul Munawwara and Makkatul Mukarrama. Subhanallah. In another beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has mentioned that whoever goes out intending to perform Hajj, the reward of Hajj will be written in his account if he dies whilst traveling. Subhanallah. A person who intends to perform Umrah and he dies during this journey, the reward of performing Umrah shall be written in his account until the day of judgment. The one who intends to fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he dies whilst doing so, the reward of fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall be written in his account till the day of judgment. Subhanallah. A person sets out, kitne log aise hain, those who leave for Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif, and on the way during this journey they pass away due to the long journeys or due to their time being up. They are so fortunate, subhanallah, that they pass away in the beautiful cities of Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif. Nonetheless, before we explain that part, listen once again that the Dajjal who will cross or who will travel the world within a short span of time, 40 days, and this will be quickened so fast, he would do this, and his mischief will be so severe that people will fall for his tricks. On one hand, he will have a garden which will be his Jannat, and on one side he will have fire which will be his hell. People will assume the fire to be Jannat, and those who will dwell in that will actually be in difficulty, and those who will assume his garden to be very nice will actually go into hell. He will mislead people by his various tricks he will perform. Allahu Akbar. He will order the earth to produce greenery, and the earth will produce greenery. He will order the sky to shower rain, and clouds would form and shower rain. He will even raise the dead, and seeing these magics and illusion, people will fall for his tricks and believe that he is God, because he will claim to be God. Astaghfirullah. Further on, when during this mischief he will try to enter Haramain Sharifain, Dajjal will not be able to enter Haramain Sharifain, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had explained in his beautiful fragrant hadith, that the angels shall be blocking and guarding the entrances. As he will try entering Makkah Sharif or Madinah Sharif, they will turn his face away. He will not be able to enter these two holy cities. Subhanallah. This is the azmat and the sanctity and exaltation of Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah. Make dua ki ya Allah azza wa jal. Do not only allow these sickened and weak eyes to witness the beauty of Gumbad-e-Khazra, but also make it possible that when my last moment is up, when I am counting my last breaths, ya Allah azza wa jal, make it possible that I pass away in Madinatul Munawwara and Makkatul Mukarrama. Hai hai hai. There are several people, there are lots of people who supplicate and make this dua. And Allah Azza wa Jal accepts their supplication. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Remember, dear viewers on the Madani channel, the hadith of Rasul Akram Nuri Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, Man istata'a ayyamuta bil madinati fal yamut biha, fa inni ashfa'u limay yamutu biha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever can manage to die in Madina should die in Madinatul Munawwara. Allahu Akbar. Because I will intercede for the one who dies in Madinatul Munawwara. Allahu Akbar. Here, the ulama and the scholars, specifically Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala, had explained and elaborated on this hadith by saying that, look, remember, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's shafa'at is universal. And it is very extensive. His shafa'at is for his ummah. And there are many ahadith that backs up the statement, for Rasulullah had said in a hadith, I will intercede for my ummah. But here there is a very special shafa'at and a very special intercession for the one who dies in Madinatul Munawwara. Whoever can manage to die refers or means that a person who lives in Madinatul Munawwara, if he has reached old age, then he should try and not leave Madinatul Munawwara with this fear that I may die in another city. Of course, wherever you are written to die, that's where your soul will be taken away. But there are many fortunate Muslims who are always seen yearning and crying and supplicating to Allah Azza wa Jal for dying in Madinatul Munawwara. And subhanallah, it is so astonishing ki hum soch bhi nahi sakte ki ye banda wahan ja karke intikal kar gaya. Allahu Akbar. Log aise soch mein pad hi jate hain ki how was this possible? It is possible because their love and their devotion to Medina is not hidden from the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. So, alhamdulillah, many scholars have been seen that though they have lived in other countries, but because of frequently visiting Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, and always when they are sick, they would haste and they would rush to Medina and Makkah Sharif, so that if their soul has to leave their bodies, it must leave in Madinatul Munawwara, so that they may be honored and privileged by this glad tidings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that فَإِنِّي أَشْفَعُ لِمَنْ يَمُوتُ بِهَا, that the one who dies in Madinatul Munawwara, I shall intercede for that person. اِكَاشْ مَدِينَ مِنْ مُجْهِ تیری سر ہو میری روح چلی ہو.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم. سیدنا عمر فاروق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ would make this dua and he would supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You also learn this dua, remember, memorize this dua, and whenever you raise your hands, make this dua, which Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would supplicate and make. He would say, Allahumma rzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik waj'al mawti fi baladi rasulika sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah azza wa jal, grant me martyrdom in your path, in your cause, and let me die. Grant me death in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara, in the city of your beloved Habib Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Imagine, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, the second Khalifa in Islam, Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he makes this dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is such a dua that has been accepted because Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had performed his Salatul Fajr on the prayer mat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just imagine offering and performing your Salatul Fajr in the mihrab Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the musalla of Rabbi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and receiving death and mouth in Madinatul Munawwara, and being buried next to the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, what a fortunate and what a good fortune that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants this type of shahadat to Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with this type of blessing and this type of ni'mat. Sayyidi Ala Hadrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali says once again in his beautiful poetry,
Taba mein mar ke thand chale jao aankh band, Taba mein mar ke thand chale jao aankh band, seedhi sadak ye shehr shafaat nagar ki hai, seedhi sadak ye shehr shafaat nagar ki hai, shafaat nagar ki hai, paigham saba laayi hai gulzaar nabi se, aaya hai bulawa mujhe darbar nabi se, darbar nabi se.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Furthermore, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, Allahu Akbar, ulama and scholars have emphasized a lot as far as dying in Madinatul Munawwara is concerned, that a person should make dua, he should always make the supplication in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when death approaches him, he should pass away in Madina Sharif. Your ranks are elevated, your sins are forgiven. Imagine those fortunate Muslims who are buried in Jannatul Baqi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith says, on the day of judgment, I will be the first to rise from my qabr. And then the graves of Abu Bakr Siddiq and Farooq Azam Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een will split open. And as they raise from their qubur, I will hold their hands. On one side, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. On the other side, I will have Farooq Azam. And then I will proceed with them to Jannatul Baqi. Subhanallah. As we proceed to Jannatul Baqi, and then all those buried in Jannatul Baqi will also raise from their qubur, and they will accompany the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he says, I will wait for those inhabitants who are buried in Jannatul Ma'ala and other areas of Makkatul Mukarrama, and they will gather with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then they will process to the plains of Mahshar. Imagine, just focus, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, how fortunate are those individuals who are buried in Jannatul Baqi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had then also spoken about Abi Zamzam. Subhanallah, the blessings of Zamzam. Those who do not respect this water, or think or regard this water, or take it to be as a normal water, should repent and should take and seek blessings from this Mubarak and blessed water. Subhanallah, I know of people who gather the Zamzam water, or they bring along with them whenever they go for Hajj or Umrah, or they request others to bring and comfort them, and the whole year they would only drink Abi Zamzam every day, little by little, so that it lasts them for a long time. But subhanallah, Abi Zamzam is a great purified beautiful water. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith has mentioned the blessings of Abi Zamzam by saying that Zamzam is the cure for many sicknesses. In fact, if you drink it for a cure, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant you cure. If you drink it with the intention of quenching your thirst, Allah Azza wa Jal will quench your thirst. If you drink this water for seeking refuge, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant you refuge. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had spoken about the blessings of Abi Zamzam. Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma has mentioned this dua before he would drink water. He will drink Abi Zamzam. What dua would he make? Memorize and remember the supplication as well. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would make this dua. Allahumma as'aluka ilman nafi'a wa rizqan wasi'a wa shifa'an min kulli da'. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I ask you for beneficial knowledge, plentiful sustenance, and a cure for every illness. And then he would recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and drink Abi Zamzam, Subhanallah, which is the cure for everything, Subhanallah. So Zamzam water is very, very great, dear viewers, and Lesser Madani channel. Those people that have boils, lumps on their bodies, if you can obtain this water from anywhere, do so. Make intention in your heart, because this Zamzam water is a cure for many, many diseases and sicknesses, inshallah. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal to protect you from different types of viruses and sicknesses, and consume this water by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You shall be granted salvation, protection, and cure from different types of illnesses and sicknesses, inshallah. We have a very beautiful video clip ready for you, inshallah. Let us have a look at this video, and thereafter we shall return with our program. We are going to mention more virtues of Madinatul Munawwara, inshallah. Please do not go away. Stay locked only to Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah bless you in the world.
Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, and I give you the translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, the first house which was established as a place of worship for the people is the one which is in Makkah, the holy Kaaba, blessed and a guide to the entire world. In Tafsir Siratul Jinan, it says that the first house that was built on the face of the earth for worship was the blessed Kaaba. It is stated in a blessed hadith that the blessed Kaaba was built 40 years before Baitul Muqaddas. Moreover, the Qibla of angels is Baitul Mamur, which is situated in the sky exactly above the blessed Kaaba. There are numerous virtues, my dear Islam brothers, of the Kaaba, and that have been mentioned in this verse. In this verse, we are told that it is the first place of worship, and Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam faced towards it when he performed his salah. It was built as a place of worship for all people, whereas Baitul Muqaddas remained the Qibla for specific people within a specific time frame. It is situated in Makkah, where the reward for one virtuous deed is equal to 100,000 virtuous deeds. Islam will just think about that. Those people that are blessed with an opportunity to go to Makkah and perform good deeds, for every good deed that they perform, they will get the reward of 100,000 good deeds. We've said it many times before, but you know, Muslims, mentally, we need to change how we think. That as when it comes to pounds, yeah, and if I say to you, look, you know, if you go over there, you'll make 100,000 pounds, and we'll all run over there, yeah? But when it comes to good deeds, our mentality kind of changes a little bit. It doesn't have that same thirst inside us. So in the same way that if I was to say to you, look, you can make a pound here in Walsall, but if you go to London, you make 100,000 pounds, you'd all jump on the motorway tonight. But in the same way, our mindset should be that if we have got this opportunity that we can make one good deed here and get one reward here, and we get 100,000 in the city of Makkah, then we should be thinking to ourselves, you know what, I need to get on the first plane out there, I need to go there tonight and try and earn these good deeds. And I pray to Allah that we have this mindset for attaining more good deeds. You know, in the ummah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is blessed that they have many days and many nights, many opportunities in which we can get more good deeds, but unfortunately we kind of not take any notice of them. You know, for example, coming to the masjid and performing the namaz is 27 times more sawab than reading at home. And again, how many people avail that? They think, oh, we'll read it at home, it's okay. But if I was to say to you in pounds again that read it, do some work at home, and you get 27 times more down the road, you go down the road, you go to a different city, you go to a different country to get 27 times more money. So again, we need to change how we think. With regards back to the blessings of the city of Makkah Sharif, performing its Hajj was made fard. Hajj has always been performed only at the Blessed Kaaba. Baitul Maqaddis, although remained the Qibla, but Hajj was never performed there before. And it has been declared as a place of peace. Many signs have been placed in the Makkah Sharif itself. Maqabi Ibrahim is also one of them. It is said that the throne of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam was flying in the air. When it passed by the Holy Kaaba, the Kaaba cried out upon this. Allah Azza wa Jalla will say, do not cry. I will make your Hajj fard upon my slaves. They will rush towards you the way birds rush towards their nests. And they will come crying, running to you the way a she-camel runs to her child. I will make the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam be born in your city, who is the most beloved to me of all the prophets.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we are speaking about the blessings and the virtues of Haramain Sharifain. Allahu Akbar. In fact, in Sahih al-Bukhari, there is another beautiful hadith that goes to this extent to say, the summary of that hadith is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would return from any journey, as his transportation, the animal that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be riding upon, would get closer to Madinatul Munawwara. The ulama and the scholars have elaborated on this hadith by saying that before that he would be on his normal pace and speed, but the moment he would witness and see the mountains of Medina or the walls of Medina, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will fasten the speed of his transportation. Allahu Akbar. He would make the horse or the camel or whatever he is riding upon, he will make that animal ride faster, and he would haste and rush to enter Madinatul Munawwara. This was due to the love that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possesses for Madinatul Munawwara. Therefore, every ashik and lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever he lives in the world, he accepts this one fact and reality that there is no beautiful city, there is no better city than Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah. And this is not only due to love, but this is the fact, because there are seasonal fruits found in Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif. Non-seasonal fruits. The wealth of everything, or the wealth of this whole world, is found in Madinatul Munawwara and Makkatul Mukarrama. Zadahullahu sharfan wa ta'zeema. Subhanallah. Furthermore, dear viewers on this Madini channel, let us understand this from this hadith as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that I have been commanded to migrate to such an area that will consume, that means overpower, all other areas. People will call it Yathrib, though it will be Medina, it will be Tayyibah. This area will purify and cleanse people just as furnace cleans the dirt of iron. Allahu Akbar. So in this narration, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala had explained that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that he is going to migrate to such a land that people will call that land Yathrib. Some scholars have given this reference to say, well, a person from the tribe called Amalaka, his name was Yathrib. Yathrib is a place where there's a lot of sicknesses and viruses and a lot of dirt. But Allahu Akbar, since the moment and since the time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had placed his Mubarak and blessed foot on the land of Madinatul Munawwara, every particle of sand had become a source of cure and shifa. It became Munawwar, it became Mujalla, it became Aala, it became great. Subhanallah, Madinatul Munawwara had changed, or the luck of Medina had changed from the time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stepped on the land of Madinatul Munawwara. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given this basharat and glad tidings that this city, this land, this area will overpower, it will consume all other cities. That means that the wealth of other countries and other cities will be found in Madinatul Munawwara. It had been seen in the time of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. It had been seen in the time of Farooq Azam, Uthmani Ghani, Mawla Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem. When Syria, when Fars, when Rome, Persia, all these places were conquered, the wealth and the dawlat of those cities were brought to Madinatul Munawwara. Allahu Akbar. There are more than, the scholars have written, there are more than 100 names for this city of Madinatul Munawwara. No other city, no other country in the world has more names than this city, subhanallah. Just imagine, more than 100 names for Madinatul Munawwara. Allahu Akbar. Furthermore, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he had said that it is not allowed, it is not permissible for a person to call Madinatul Munawwara Yathrib now. It is not permissible. In fact, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala had said that the person who calls it the word Yathrib should say Madina, 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 Madina 10 times as a recompensation for saying the word Yathrib. Allahu Akbar. In some other narrations, the ulama and the scholars have provided and presented authentic ahadith and narration in regards to the prohibition of calling Madinatul Munawwara as Yathrib. They should instantly repent, make sincere tawbah, never ever, because there are some naive people who actually would use this word for no reason. Allahu Akbar. Since we are giving some explanation, explaining to the viewers and listeners of Madina channel the importance of loving Madina Sharif and the importance of respecting even the dust of Madina, the thorns of Madina, here people will go and speak ill of Madinatul Munawwara by saying that no, the previous name was Yathrib and you can still call this area as Yathrib. How can this be possible? Because from the time our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had blessed Madinatul Munawwara, the luck and the fortune of Madina had changed. As the poet says,
aapke kadam jab se aaye hain Madine mein, aapke kadam jab se aaye hain Madine mein, are zarra zarra roshan hai, zarra zarra roshan hai aaj bhi Madine mein, zarra zarra roshan hai aaj bhi Madine mein.
Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madine channel and the social media, subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has mentioned in a hadith, man qala lil madinati yathriba fakaffaratuhu an yaqula al madinata 10 marratin. The person who calls Madinatul Munawwara Yathrib, the recompensation of this is that he should say Madina, 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 Madina 10 times. He should make the wazifa and the invocation of Madinatul Munawwara 10 times. This will recompensate for him. Remember, one should not intentionally call it Yathrib. Allahu Akbar, he will be a sinner, of course. Allah Azza wa Jal will punish such a person who calls Madinatul Munawwara Yathrib deliberately. A famous hadith in Jami'u al-Saghir has been stated that it is haram to call Madinatul Munawwara as Yathrib. By saying Yathrib, we have been commanded to repent, and repentance is made due to committing a sin. A sin is committed. A gunah is committed. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive our major and minor sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us salvation in this world and in the hereafter. Look at the love that Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala possesses for Madinatul Munawwara. Imam al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala has said, I had seen some fine horses of Khurasan or Egypt tied at the door of Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala. I then praised those horses. Imam Malik rahmatullahi said, oh Imam Shafi'i, all these horses are gifted to you. You may take these horses. I then said, wouldn't you like keeping one for yourself at least? He says, well, I feel sharam, I experience haya and shame to ride upon that land beneath which my beloved master sallallahu alayhi wasallam is resting. I find it very difficult to even walk, leave alone riding the horse. Allahu Akbar. How do I ride a horse on such a land beneath which my beloved master sallallahu alayhi wasallam is resting? Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of the Madini channel, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala is advising the Hajj pilgrims, O Hujjaj, O Hajis, when you are going for Hajj, bear in mind you are not going to an unimportant place, you are not going to an ordinary place. This is that place where you're supposed to walk on your eyes and walk on your head. Allahu Akbar. Even angels are present at such a place. He says in his beautiful poetry, before we end, subhanallah, let us end reciting this beautiful poetry of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. He says,
ha ha rahe Madina hai ghafil zara tu jaag.
Oh person who's going to Madina,
Do not become heedless. Do not become heedless. Yes, you need to focus your attention on the land of Madinatul Munawwara, because haram ki zami aur qadam rakh ke chalna are sar ka mauka hai o jaane wale. In his poetry he says, ha ha rahe madina hai ghafil zara tu jaag o paav rakhne wale ye ja chashm sar ki hai o paav rakhne wale ye ja chashm sar ki hai ye ja chashm sar ki hai allahu akbar apne qadam aur ye khaak paak allahu akbar apne qadam aur ye khaak paak aur ye khaak paak allahu akbar apne qadam aur ye khaak paak hasrat malaika ko jahan waz' sar ki hai hasrat malaika ko jahan waz' sar ki hai jahan waz' sar ki hai. In the second stanza Allah says allahu akbar apne qadam aur ye khaak paak. Allahu akbar, Allah is great. It is the sand and the dust of Medina and these feet, my legs. Hasrat malaika ko jahan waz'e sar ki hai. Allahu Akbar. This is the place where even the angels would keep their heads on the ground. Even they would desire to place their head on this ground. Hasrat malaika, even the angels have their desire to place their heads and cheeks on the ground. And you are talking about placing your legs on the ground. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel and the social media, subhanallah, there are numerous blessings of Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. We have come to the end of this program. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us all there. Tomorrow we shall be back, yes, with another episode. Until then, remember our missionary statement of Da'wat Islami. It is your maqsad, my maqsad, and the mission of every Muslim that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.